Okay, let's get cracking today. We are starting the 19th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning parak Yutes Mishnah Aleph and parak Yutes Mishnah Beis. This parak specifically going to be dealing with the halachos relating to performing a bris milah on Shabbos. At the end of the 18th parak, the Mishnah taught us that whatever a person needs to do for a bris milah on Shabbos, he can do even if it involves violating a melacha on Shabbos. Now our Mishnah here in Parak Yutes Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss whether it's also allowed to do melacha on Shabbos in order to prepare for a bris milah. The bris milah itself certainly can be done on Shabbos, but if some of the hachana, some of the preparatory work that could have been done before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos itself. Rabbi Eliezer says, in lohevi kli mi'er of Shabbos, if a person did not bring one of the tools needed for the bris milah, and he didn't bring it on Erev Shabbos, whether it's a knife or a scalpel, etc. So if he didn't bring it before Shabbos to the place where the baby's being circumcised, mevio b'Shabbos, he can bring it on Shabbos itself, even through a public domain, even though he's carrying it in a Rishus HaRab, in a public area, he's still allowed to do it. You're allowed to perform, according to Rabbi Elazar, a melacha, even to prepare for a bismillah on Shabbos, even if it could have been done before Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Migula, and says Rabbi Eliezer, when bringing this knife through the public area on Shabbos, he should leave the knife uncovered. He should make it clear to everyone that this is a special mitzvah that he's performing, and that's why he's allowed to violate Shabbos for the special mitzvah of Bris Milah. However, says Rabbi Eliezer Uvasakon, if it's in a situation of danger, a time when non-Jewish governments have made decrees that a Jew may not perform Bris Milah, so Mechaseo Alpiedim, then he should cover it in front of witnesses before taking it out to avoid any suspicion from the non-Jews, and the witnesses can then testify later, that he only carried this for the purpose of the Bris Milah and not for his own personal needs. Continuing in the Mishnah of Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Blazer says even further, course in Eitzim, Lasos, Pecham, and Velasos, Kli Barzel, that if no knife is available on Shabbos, you can even cut down trees, burn the wood to make charcoal, and then light the charcoal so the heat can be used to shape an iron material for the purpose of the Bris Milah. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though these things aren't directly related to performing the Bris Milah itself, because ultimately they're going to be used in a Bris Milah, you can do all of these different malachos on Shabbos itself. However, Rabbi Akiva, as we're about to see, disagrees with this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and we happen to hold like Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, Klal Omar, Rabbi Akiva, but for Rabbi Akiva, there's a specific rule that he said in this regard, Kol melacha she'efshar la'asosa me'er of Shabbos, ein adocha es Shabbos. Any work that could have been done before Shabbos does not allow a person to be mechal Shabbos, does not push off Shabbos, meaning no preparations for a bris milah may be made on Shabbos if they could have been done before Shabbos itself. And any work that it is impossible to do before Shabbos, meaning the actual bris milah, the actual circumcision, certainly can't be done on the seventh day, can't be done before Shabbos. That would push off Shabbos, that would override Shabbos, and that is the rule of Rabbi Akiva. And again, that is how we paskin. Now, Perek Yutes Mishnah Beis, we're going to discuss the actual bris milah itself. Says the Mishnah, Osin kol tzarchei milah b'Shabbos. We said earlier that you're allowed to perform anything that is needed for a bris milah on Shabbos, mohalin uporin, you're allowed to circumcise with the actual circumcision, which involves cutting off the actual foreskin of the child's body. And says the Mishnah, you're allowed to uncover the corona, which is a part of the child's body, by tearing and pulling back the area, since these steps are both required in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Step one for the bris milah is removing the foreskin and uncovering the top of the child's body part. And this again is accomplished in two stages. First, the foreskin is removed, and then the remaining thin membrane is slit and pulled back. And both of these things are allowed, says the Mishnah. Umotzitzin, and you're allowed to draw blood, metzitza it's called, that you're drawing blood out of the wound, since not doing so would put the child's life in danger. Therefore, certainly you're allowed to do that as well on Shabbos. V'nosnen aleha isplanis v'chamon, and you're allowed to put a bandage and a crushed cumin, which is often used to help the wound heal. You can put that as well on the child's body. Imlo shachach me'arav Shabbos, if one did not crush this cumin before Shabbos, he may not do so in the typical way, But he made, because again, like we hold, like with the previous, you can't do a malacha on Shabbos if it could have been done before Shabbos. But lo es b'shin of a nozein. But instead, he should chew the cumin with his teeth, which would be a shino that would only be an iser midrabban on a rabbinic level, and therefore he would do that and then place it on the wound. In this way, he does not violate Shabbos more than necessary. And again, he's healing the child's wound after his bris milah. Now, as the Mishnah continues, it was common to beat wine and oil together in a bowl, as one would beat, similar to how you would beat eggs, and then you'd apply the mixture to the wound as a medicine. So the Mishnah is now going to discuss what should be done if this mixture was not prepared before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Im lo taraf yayin v'shemen me'er of Shabbos, if one did not beat the wine and the oil together before Shabbos, you can't do so on Shabbos itself. Again, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, if it could have been done before, it can't be done on. However, says the Mishnah, Yinosein zeba atzma v'zeba atzma, instead the wine should be placed in the bowl by itself, and the oil should be placed in the bowl by itself, and then ultimately they'll mix together by themselves, and then when they mix together on their own, then you will put it on the wound to heal the child. Now, after the wound of the child was treated, after the bris milah took place, people would often cover it with a cloth that was known as a chalukah, that was known as a chaluk, as a shirt. Now this was like basically a strip of cloth that was shaped like a tube, and it was designed to fit around the child's body part, and its purpose was to make sure that the skin would not move back over the area that had been circumcised where the bris milah had taken place. So the Mishnah is teaching what to do if this shirt was not prepared before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, "Vein osin l'chaluk l'chatchila." You're not allowed to make a new shirt for the wound on Shabbos itself, because again, doing so would be masakin kli, would be creating something on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. Of l'korei chalas simartut, but you are allowed to wrap a cloth around it. Im lo hiskin mi'er of Shabbos, if one did not prepare a cloth before Shabbos by bringing it to the appropriate place, korei chalas bo, maybe he may wrap a cloth around his finger as if he were wearing it and bring it from a different house, even if he must pass through a courtyard, which would be usher midirabban va'afilu mechatzar acheres, even do so if he's bringing it from a different courtyard from which it is also usher on a rabbinic midirabban level to carry. But regardless, you're sort of wearing it on your body, so it makes it less severe, less problematic, and therefore you're going to do that in order to bring the shirt to the baby on Shabbos after the bris milah took place. Quick review, Perek Yotes, Mishnah Aleph, discuss the halachos of preparing for a bris milah. What can you and can't you do on Shabbos in preparation? So Rabbi Elazar said that really anything that you need to do in preparation for a bris milah, you can certainly do on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva said, no, that whatever could have been done before Shabbos, that can't be done on Shabbos itself. Any preparatory work cannot be done before Shabbos. The only thing that can be done is the actual bris milah, according to Rabbi Akiva. And again, that is how we hold. And then Perek Yotes, Mishnah Beis, discussed the act of bris milah itself, and he said that you can perform anything for the circumcision itself on Shabbos. You can do the circumcision, obviously. You can cut off the foreskin. You can uncover the top of the child's body part by tearing and pulling back the membrane, and so on, like we discussed previously. You can do a mitzitza, where you basically draw blood out of the wound also for the child's safety and for the child's well-being. We said, what about when you can place a bandage on it? You can place the crushed cumin, which also is there to help heal the wound of the bris milah. We said, though, that what if you don't have this healing from before? So you can't grind it in the typical way on Shabbos, because again, you can't do anything that you could have done before Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. But you can sort of chew it in your mouth, and that way it's a shino, it's a different way of grinding it, and that you may do in order to heal the wound of the child. And then we said, what about this is where you have the wine and the oil together? So that was typically used also as a medicinal purpose to help heal the child's wound. And we said that if you didn't beat them and mix them before Shabbos, then you can't mix them on Shabbos, but you can sort of put them in a bowl together and allow them to mix on their own. And then we just concluded by discussing this like little shirt that would be worn as a bandage around the child's body part also to help it heal. So we said you can't make the shirt before Shabbos, you can't make a cloth on Shabbos itself, rather, or you can't make the shirt on Shabbos itself to wrap around the child's body part. But if you need to, you can wrap a cloth around the person's finger and then bring it from where you need to, and that would be allowed in order to help the child's part heal after the bris milah took place. Have a great day.